workers in Jacksonville clearing potentially hazardous trees. The storm, expected to drench more than just Florida, parts of North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, also in its path. Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp activating emergency resources ahead of the storm.
Governor Kemp, the target of criticism from former President Donald Trump at his rally in Atlanta Saturday. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris spending the weekend meeting with some of the contenders to be her running mate. U.S. telling Americans in Lebanon to get out or prepare to shelter in place amid fears of a wider conflict in the region. Iran's expected to retaliate against Israel after recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Dove. Early voting is underway for Wisconsin's August 13th primary. Nonpartisan outreach groups are trying to convince lapsed voters to cast ballots again. Here's Mike Moan.
Rhonda Lindner of the Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign says part of their mission is to connect with registered voters from different political backgrounds who sat out the midterms in 2022. She says it's not just about bombarding them with information.
Listening to them, valuing what they have to say, and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
In this election cycle, Lindner's team sent out more than 1,600 postcards with handwritten messages to low-propensity voters in select areas. Lindner says getting people at least thinking about voting again can eventually pay off, especially if loved ones are part of the conversation. Reminding individuals about the importance of local elections versus national races has been a long-standing approach, but Lindner says it's still another important tool.
Oftentimes, these are voters who are just thinking on the national level of a presidential election. They're not considering the down-ballot races.
Some legislative districts will be more competitive after the state Supreme Court ordered fair political maps. Organizers hope new names on the ballots will spur voter interest. Meanwhile, the ballot questions have to do with who should have more control at the state level, either the GOP-led legislature or the governor's office, and making use of federal funding for Wisconsin. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Packers celebrate family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Over 61,000 fans attending last night's practice under the lights at Lambeau, where it looked like the defensive line was getting the best of the Packers' offensive line. Matt LaFleur.
It's tough on the O-line right now. The D-line gets frustrated at times because in practice we use a lot of chippers, and I'm like, hey man, that's a credit to you guys. That's the ultimate compliment, that we feel like we need to get four hands on you to block you.
Kenny Clark was live on TV when Jair Alexander grabbed the microphone.
We got to just keep on doing that, keep putting it in the work.
I'm just here to tell you, Pack is back!
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Nationals 6-4. That snapped a five-game losing streak for Washington.
This team that we're playing just got done playing us. They're catching us at a time when we're not in full strength. They're playing free, and they're playing the young guys, and they're a fun team to watch.
That's manager Pat Murphy. The series wraps up today with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine on tap for your Sunday. Light north winds. Could be a couple of showers this afternoon. Otherwise, highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, a couple of showers, mostly cloudy. Our overnight low will drop to the middle 50s. Currently 62 degrees.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I have a message for any parents with teens who are working summer jobs. I'm going to share our money plans for my kids' summer earnings. kids rarely make more than $14,600 in a summer, which means they don't have to pay income tax on that. Now, if my kiddo invests some of her wages in a Roth IRA, she can make real investment income over the next 40 years and not have to pay taxes on that. Because that's how Roth IRAs work. You invest post-tax income, you know, like paycheck money, and then you get to withdraw everything without paying taxes on whatever is in that account. So if my 17-year-old invests just $500 this one summer, it's going to turn into more than $10,000 when she retires in 40 years. And that's just from this summer. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Maggie Dawn.
Coming up, Maggie has an interview with the author of White Fragility, Robin DiAngelo. Probably the most important show you're going to hear in a while. Stay tuned.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars is on the air. Sounds of summer. What summer? It's August. Here's a little bit of news for everybody. Summer doesn't end until the end of September. There, I feel better now. Because those early days of August, well, make you think, wait a minute, where are we going? It was just Memorial Day. That slow, gentle month stretches out the longest across the span of a year. Is the best of summer gone? This is an Oscar winner, Dmitri Tiomkin. The Alamo. We'll be right back. about something I said on every song about summer is happy. Not that. That's Green Leaves of Summer by one of my favorite Hollywood composers, Dmitri Tiomkin. Yeah, kind of paints the world in the warm colors of sunflowers and sunsets. They're getting all colorful. August, though, it's slow and easy. Settle back into our routines. The music of the stars from WRJN and all over Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Crawl.
It's wonderful. It's marvelous. You should care for me. It's awfully nice. It's paradise. It's what I love to see.
crawl. And the music of the stars till high noon central on the Civic Media Radio Network from WRJN.
Refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. Sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. So I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer
with a thousand delights. You intoxicate my soul. Heart of mine has the ghost of a chance with this crazy romance. You go to my head. Give a thought to my plea. Cast a spell over me. So I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? Smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul. This heart of mine has no ghost of a chance in this crazy romance.
Symphony and Klaus Orgemann conducting. Nice arrangement. Think of Clint Eastwood, and he's quite a musician. He always puts jazz into his movies, and this one from a show all about radio announcers called Play Misty for Me, Mel Torme.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes.
Torme on the music of the stars. Chris Gunning conducts. Play Misty for me, remember that? Scary picture. That radio station you saw in there was KRML. 1971. By the way, Clint wound up buying that station. What a musical family. Kyle, Clint's son, wrote the music for Gran Torino, starring his dad. Misty for me stuff is kind of an in-joke on radio announcers and on nightclub entertainers. Somebody's always calling for Misty. Harold Garner. Here's Ella on the music of the stars. Good morning, everybody.
Look at me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. Get misty the moment you're near. Can't you see that you're leading me on? And it's just what I want you to do. Don't you know?
Famous Wisconsin people have birthdays this week. Director Nicholas Ray from Galesville, Wisconsin. Freelance Hollywood director. Victor Young's got a birthday. He's from Chicago. Never got an Oscar until he passed on, and that was for, I thought, one of his lesser efforts, Around the World in 80 Days. Comedian Stan Freberg and parody author. It's his birthday this week. Freddie Slack, the band leader. He's from Westby, Wisconsin. Here's Freddie Slack. We'll be right back. pretty slack. Don't kid yourself. That's rock and roll. He wrote that riffette. Pretty Slack of Westby, Wisconsin. So many years right here on WRJN, a daily highlight. Paul Harvey of Oak Park, Illinois. On the ABC network. And there's Timeless Wit and Wisdom there with Paul. He had his Rest of the Story. Brilliant writing. This guy could tell a story. Places, events, people. You can hear the Rest of the Story. Every weekday morning, Don Rosen hosts it, and then again right after the 12 o'clock news. Cindy Huber's on there every weekday here on WRJN. And the Music of the Stars is on the air now. Join us on Facebook. The Stars, we get requests too. You want to send a postcard? Or best of all, get on Facebook, The Music of the Star. Anybody remember Ward Swingle? I hate to say it, does anybody remember? It diminishes the artist, really. But I got a recording of the Swingle Singers. That's a great name for a group, isn't it? 2005, where he's swinging Claire de Lune. Hard to believe? Listen and enjoy. singers, Claire de Lune, the music of the stars. A lot of good stuff yet to come, and if you want to put a request in or something, and I think some people would request Ward Swingle and his group, just join us on Facebook. Martha Ray.
Let's build a stairway to the stars and climb that stairway to the stars with love beside us.
Athletes in a game, we break our collarbones and come up swinging. Some of us are downed, some of us are crowned, some are lost and never found, but most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes and music halls. They always come up singing. Stars, they come and go. They
They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. And all you see is glory, but most have seen it all. They live their lives in sad cafes and music halls. They always have a story. When they're young, before the world has done its dirty job, and later on someone will say, you've had your day, you must make way. But they'll never know the pain of living with a name you've never owned, or the many years forgetting what you know too well. Some make it when they're old. Perhaps they have a soul they're not afraid to bear. Or perhaps there's nothing there. And music halls, they always have a story.
It's Chris Gunning and the orchestra and Mel Torme, the music of the stars. Hey, want to catch a Milwaukee Brewers game this summer? WRJ on Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes. You should enter daily. The best chance to win a couple of club-level tickets. Now there's a game on Friday, August 16th. The Brewers versus the Cleveland Guardians. It's an interleague showdown. So visit us on WRJN.com. You click on the Big Deals tab and just follow what you read there. Pop-up instructions. And no purchase necessary. That's all you have to do to enter. And by the way, that sweepstakes ends Friday, August 9th. It's the WRJN Big Deal Summer Sweepstakes. Your ticket to summer fun. And there's a lot of summer yet to come. Star WRJN statewide civic media radio network.
I want you to know you're getting better. I don't care what everyone's been saying. You're getting better. They're the ones who've been getting worse. And they don't like what you've been doing, understandably. Do you think they can watch you strip yourself of one unnecessary thing after another? Day by day becoming more, so to speak, naked, more free, and not feel the way they do? Of course not. It's painful to get rid of things you don't need, and they know it. They wouldn't be saying what they've been saying if they didn't want you to stop. They want you to be the way they are, and to stay that way. You think they can stand to see you not doing what they're doing? Why do you think you're being investigated right now? Why do you think you're under maximum security? You know the answer. I don't have to tell you. They're afraid of you. It's that simple. They're afraid of you because you're becoming less and less like them. I'll tell you what's happening to you. You're coming closer and closer to the far away, closer to the unknown. Do you think they like that? Not on your life. So don't get nervous and start asking for help. That's exactly what they want you to do. Make it on your own, the way you've been doing. And remember, you're getting better. Excuse me, now I have to go. I'll just dissolve right here in front of you.
Morning, everybody. The music of the star. Stand by for news and weather and four more hours of the music of the stars. I'm your host, Lou Organi, till high noon central and podcast forevermore. Oh, as long as forever takes. Did you know this has lyrics? Play them later. Music of the Stars from WRJN statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide on the magic of the internet. Hey, we got the happy hour. It's a tour at the State Fair. Been doing it every year. Hey, that happy hour tour is back again. Sunday, August 11th, a week from today. Turtles are your host, and this year, Jay and the Americans. And the Association. Saw them live once. Badfinger, the Vogues, and the Cowsills. Now, if you miss them at the fair, check them out. Get on the website. Get ticket info in the Dells later on this month. A lot of timeless hits right here. Right here. WRJN. Thanks for being here, everybody. Now news and weather and more.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.